Time to talk City of Bryan, and Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
We're doing great, Scott. How are you today?
Great. You brought a guest with you?
I sure did. I have Miss Sandra Willis here from our Code Enforcement Division to tell you, remind you about different things going on now that the sun's out, grass is growing, things that you can take care of on your property.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, it's that time of year. It's time to fix up, make sure your house, your place looks good, but you always got rules that need to be followed, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so what are y'all here to help us out with?
Well, just a quick reminder to everyone to be a good neighbor and mow your lawn. If it's at knee high, it's
mm-hmm.
too high.
Yes.
So make sure that you take care of maintenance out at your property and make sure you mow your lawns. Otherwise, the city will notify you. And then take initiative in mowing that property.
And it's expensive. Y'all charge a lot of money for that, don't you? Huh?
We do. We bill you for per square footage. So.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is if you know circumstance, if you know that that neighbor is ill or whatever and they can't do it themselves, then be a good neighbor and help them out there. But at the same time, there are people who are neglectful. So I call it narc out your neighbor. But if they want to report violation, because you have a limited staff and you've got a large area. How many people, in fact, do you have in enforcement?
We have eight.
Yeah.
Eight individuals.
I don't know what that was. I can hear that in a hole. Anyway, but sometimes that's not enough, and especially this time of year, because once it starts raining and we have sunshine, the grass grows, and it's hard to kind of keep
yes,
up on that kind of thing.
It is.
But if they want some more information on what the rules are so that they can abide by them, what do they do?
They can contact us at 979-209-5900, and we'll be happy to help them out in any way we can.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got for us today?
Sure. We want to remind everyone that beginning Monday, 29th Street from Briarcrest Drive to the College Station City Limit Line, the outside lanes will begin alternate lane closures because we're going to be overlaying those two outside lanes. Now, this will only be during business hours, Monday through Friday. We won't have these lanes closed during the weekend. But as you travel back and forth along East 29th, please be prepared to have one lane closed, just the outside lane. So that's supposed to happen from about April 10th until April 28th, weather permitting, and if everything goes smoothly. So it's mm-hmm. only about 2 weeks, but still, it's 2 weeks that will impact you.
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. So the fun stuff, we've got First Friday tomorrow in downtown Bryan. But in addition to First Friday, we also have the Downtown Street and Art Fair on Saturday, April 8th, from 10 to 6. It takes place in the 200 block of West 26th Street in downtown Bryan. So this is an annual event with live music, hands-on art demonstrations, street performers, and for the first time ever, a steamroller printmaking contest.
Oh, boy.
So that should be interesting. Admission is free, and there will be kids' activities, so it's a great time for the whole family. So if you go to First Friday on Friday and then the Street and Art Fair on Saturday in downtown Bryan. Also, we still have a registration open for family campout. It is tomorrow, April 7th at 5 p.m. through 9 a.m. on April 8th at Austin's Colony Park, but you can register online at bryantx.gov. This is our annual event where you can watch a movie under the stars, and this year we're watching A Bug's Life.
Okay.
Yes, so it's a full camping experience, so go ahead and register, save your campsite. And then also, just a reminder, save the date for May 6th. That's the Bryan Animal Center's annual Pawpalooza event, which is our pet and health wellness event. So we'll have 100 free microchips, 100 free rabies vaccinations, as well as vendors on site selling everything from puppy dog clothes to leashes and whatnot to make sure that you can take care of your pet well. We'll also have adoptions that day. And in the meantime, if you're looking for your forever friend, you can stop by the Bryan Animal Center at 2207 Finfeather and also take a look at them online at bryantx.gov. So they're running a special right now through April 30th. Adoptions are $20. So all of this is posted online at bryantx.gov. And then we also share it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay. So, yeah, so you got nothing going on, right?
Not at all. Absolutely nothing.
It's a busy time.
Yes, it's
that
a
is
busy
for
time.
Sure. Excellent.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in this
sure.
morning.